This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient 1 Divino, D-I-V-I-N-O, first name James, J-A-M-E-S, the date of birth, March 31st, 1982, date of evaluation, April 7th, 2026, referring physician, disability and social service, reason for consultation, disability evaluation. The chief complaint, chest pain and palpitations. The HBI, patient is a 44-year-old male who presents for disability evaluation, period. He is known to have a history of methamphetamine use, which led to a myocardial infarction in 2021, period. He further complained of anxiety and when probed further, noted that work makes him anxious, period. He works as a cable salesman with occasional installation work, period. The patient stated that anxiety started a few years back and he sees a psychiatrist on a regular basis, period. He is maintained on sertraline and hydroxyzine, period. In either case, he further reports symptoms of palpitations and chest pain, period. He noted that the palpitations started approximately 1 year ago, period. They last 5 to 10 minutes and are sometimes associated with chest pain. The chest pain itself is left-sided and non-radiating, period. Pain sometimes occur with exercise and jogging, but typically occurs randomly, period. Pain is rated 7/10 subjectively, period. He further reports symptoms of shortness of breath, which occurs with exercise such as jogging. He has no dyspnea at rest, period. He notes that he is able to exercise regularly, and he goes to the gym almost daily, period. He stated that he is able to bench press approximately 200 pounds, period. He notes that he is able to walk on the flat ground for more than 1 mile without developing shortness of breath, period. He denies symptoms of low extremity swelling or edema, period. His past medical history includes myocardial infarction in 2021. Next number, anxiety. Next number, eczema. Next number, acute respiratory failure. Next number, methamphetamine use. The past surgical history, unremarkable. The reviews, corrections, the medications, sertraline 25 milligrams, 1 pill daily, hydroxyzine 50 milligrams, HSPRN, allergies, peroxide, family history, he notes that both parents had diabetes, hypertension, and history of myocardial infarction. The social history, he denies recent alcohol, cigarettes, or drug use. He previously used methamphetamines, period. Review of systems, constitutional, unremarkable, respiratory. He is noted to have had respiratory arrests, which was felt to be secondary to opioid overdose. He was pulseless for an unknown period of time and had signs of peripheral vasoconstriction and brain injury on arrival, period. His cardiac arrest was thus felt to be secondary to opioid use, period. He was felt to have PEA arrest and setting off suspect drug overdose, period. The review of systems otherwise is unremarkable. Physical examination, vital signs, correction, vital signs, blood pressure 128/74, pulse 74, respiratory rate 18, height 66 inches, weight 231.4 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Exam otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 44-year-old male with history of anxiety disorder. He is currently stable on his current medications, period. He is known to have history of cardiorespiratory arrest, period. This was felt to be related to opioid use, period. He has history of amphetamine use, period. Patient has history of polysubstance abuse, period. He currently is noted to be clinically stable, period. Patient has normal exercise tolerance, period. He is able to walk greater than 1 mile, period. He is able to lift greater than 200 pounds, period. Patient is not felt to have any significant limitation, period. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.